Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the CEO of University Medical Center, Mason Van Howling, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the program Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam, for the invitation, and always enjoy talking to you about the issues in our state.
Thank you, sir. Let's start out with Governor Sisolak and his Patient Protection Commission. What exactly did the commission entail?
Absolutely. Governor Sisolak, when he was obviously running and campaigning, healthcare is a very important issue in our state, and really made it a kind of a hallmark of his campaign. And so through the legislative session, he introduced Senate Bill 544, which introduced a commission, 11-member panel, that would look at healthcare issues on an ongoing basis. It is representative of the industry, patient advocates, insurers, pharmaceutical, hospitals, doctors, and nurses. So any day he'll be announcing that commission, and they'll be doing a lot of work throughout the sessions and throughout the years, providing reports, analysis, accentuating what we're doing well in the state, but also where we're falling short. So any day he'll be naming that commission, but I'm excited about his initiative on that, and I think it's going to do really well for healthcare in our state.
One of the things that you mentioned that I don't think a lot of people are aware of are patient advocates.
Yes.
And we certainly use that in our family when my mother-in-law was ill, and we didn't understand what was going on with the medical procedures. We hired a former RN who was a patient advocate, and that was extremely helpful. How does that work within your hospital system?
Absolutely. We've got a great experience department that has patient advocates within the department. Healthcare is very complex. There's a lot of things that people just don't know about, the procedures they're having or the medications or some of the side effects. But we have patient advocates throughout the hospital that really help hold hands through the process, answer questions, advocate where they need to. And UMC does a great job at doing that.
Okay. We are seeing all kinds of things going on at the legislature already. Senator Cancela was trying to help reduce the cost of insulin, and that's still a work in progress. How do you feel the industry is going to respond in terms of trying to put price controls onto drugs? You hear all kinds of horror stories coming back, but how do you view it? Not just from the cost of drugs, but from bringing new drugs to the market?
Yeah, as you know, drug prices are astronomical, and the sustainability of that is It's very difficult, not only for patients, but also for healthcare providers and hospitals. So certainly it is very costly. There needs to be something done. When I look at the hospital's expenses, it's usually double-digit growth every year. But it's a tough one. It's the pharmaceutical, the drug companies have a lot of lobbying, a lot of dollars behind it. But it is one of our biggest expenses, right behind people, is our drug costs. So again, it's going to be a tough battle, certainly in D.C., but I know the Trump administration is trying to address that.
Are you familiar with a company called GoodRx?
I'm not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's an interesting company and worth researching. Yeah. What they do is they offer coupons to reduce the price of drugs, and it's not connected to insurance. I'm not really sure how they make their money, but they have been able to lower the cost. You go online to goodrx.com, and I'm not being paid to say that.
Sure.
And you put in whatever your medicine is, your drug quantity, and you take it along to the pharmacy, and the pharmacy will lower your cost dramatically. For example, I wanted to purchase some Nexium and a 90-day supply. And I hadn't given them the coupon yet, so I asked them, well, what's the cost of this over the counter? And it was over $1,000. It was close to $1,100. When I gave them the coupon, it dropped to $65.
Wow. Yeah.
How does one explain the differentiation in cost there?
And I think you're seeing a lot of that questions being asked, both especially during the campaign, when you've got similar drugs, same exact drugs in Canada that are pennies on the dollar and what we pay. It is something that we're constantly looking at. How do we reduce the cost of drugs for the hospital and for the patients? You're actually seeing hospitals, some big companies, hospital companies actually doing their own drugs as far as producing their own common drugs
really?
To be able to supply their hospitals. And we're actually looking and talking to some of those hospital providers that are some of the common formulary drugs that are out there that shouldn't have fluctuation. And so we're looking at how do we contract with them to create some stability, but also decrease the cost of the patients.
Is that going on across the country at this point?
You know, one company that I can say that's one of our neighbors to the north in Utah is Intermountain Healthcare. They're doing a great job of stabilizing drug prices, and so they're creating their own formularies. Those drugs that are commonly used in hospitals are able to provide that. And without these spikes and shortages that we see, which drives up prices. So it's one group that we're actually talking to see what we can do here in Nevada to be able to drive down the cost.
Now, I'm presuming that those will be drugs that are no longer under patents.
Correct. These are your typical generic drugs that have come off patent. Obviously, those prices are a lot less, but it's common ones that often find your hospital is in a shortage. And so we're able to reach out to them and create more stability and predictability with our finances.
So anytime you have competition, you're going to see lower prices because of that. So do you envision not tomorrow, but in the next couple of years, that you could see dramatic drops in the cost of drugs?
I think there's a lot of initiatives and strategies, both from the federal level, but also from the private industry side, to be able to drive some of those costs. Because again, it's astronomical at this point. It's one of our largest expenses at the hospital.
Let's talk about the president and price transparency, because this is. I mean, for anybody, you go to the hospital and you get your bill, and even if you have insurance and it's taken care of it, you're still looking at that bill and having no clue what half these codes mean. Do you see a time when you're actually going to have transparency where somebody would be able to go to a hospital or a doctor's office and compare pricing?
Absolutely. I think that's where it's going. The Trump administration, but more so our state, has really taken the lead on that. This last legislative session and with the Department of Health and Human Services within our state is really trying to push more towards transparency, understanding your financial responsibility and what things truly cost. It's complex. But I know in our UMC website, within two clicks, you can be able to get a price charge master or pricing of all of our procedures. There's a push to have about 300 of the most common procedures out on all hospitals' websites, so you can be able to calculate based off of your own insurance, your copays, and your your deductibles on where you're at, but certainly things are going towards that direction. And I think eventually you'll be able to do it via an app and get a price quote. We have a lot of patient financial counselors back at the hospital that stand ready to be able to help calculate what that out-of-pocket is, because there's a lot of different insurances, there's a lot of different plans out there, and we're able to help calculate and navigate patients through that. But also, if you can't afford your co-pays, your deductibles, we're able to work with you on that as well.
Okay, so looking at that, do you have concern that you're going to end up with price wars and how that's going to, you know, I mean, let's face it, if we were able to reduce the cost of medical care, we would be doing it. Medical care is very expensive, and it's not going to get any cheaper. What would price wars do to the hospital industry?
Yeah, I think you're seeing some of that too with some of the larger deductibles. You know, when I started in healthcare, you know, the deductible was $500, and that was a large deductible. Now it's $10,000. You know, we're seeing deductibles that come in, and so with patients are experiencing more out-of-pocket costs, and so they're becoming much savvier shoppers. They're pricing things. They're looking at where can they get the best value for their dollar. And I think that's where things are heading. You know, some of the things that have been proposed by the Trump administration in particular is requiring hospitals by 2021 to post their negotiated contracted rates, and we just don't think that's a good idea. We think that's actually going to drive up prices because it's going to create some wars, as you would say, against the insurance companies and the hospitals. Another thing that's been proposed that is more on the insurance side, that if you're insured, you have to be able to get your copays and deductibles via an electronic format, whether an app. So it is very complex. I think it is getting easier to calculate, but I think that's where things are heading.
And it's interesting because my understanding is that if you have insurance, a provider is not able to negotiate with you. You can't go in and say, well, I'll pay cash for this and get a lower price. That's actually illegal in the state of Nevada.
Well, if you're a Medicare population, but if you're uninsured, you can absolutely go in and negotiate.
Yeah, if you're uninsured.
Yeah, if you're uninsured, you can absolutely go in and negotiate. And I think that's kind of the issue is if hospitals post what their daily rates are, and they're different from hospital to hospital, it may drive up costs. So because we do, and insurance companies do negotiate rates with hospitals based off of covered lives. But, you know, I think it is going to continue to get easier, but you can always come in and negotiate. You know, if you go in and talk to the office manager of a doctor's office or a hospital and negotiate a rate, and you can usually do fairly well.
But that's if you don't have insurance.
Correct. And if you do, say, with Medicare, obviously that Medicare has certain rules, participation rules, so that kind of discounts those kind of negotiations. But if you do have a high deductible, it's kind of a decision, right? If you can go and negotiate a better rate than your own insurance, you may want to take that, but your dollars don't go towards your deductible if you don't file your insurance. So it's kind of a risk you take.
It is a catch-22. Okay,
yes.
Let's take a break. Yeah. More on the medical world when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center. A lot of doctor's offices now, and bless them for doing this, are now allowing you to come in, register that you want an appointment that day, and then they take your cell phone number and they text you when your appointment is ready, come in half an hour before or whatever. So instead of spending 3 or 4 hours waiting, right, you now have the opportunity to get on with your life and then go back at a reasonable time. But do you see a point where patients are going to be able to text or email their doctors and get information, because it would seem to be so much time saving, yeah, on the patient's part or the family of the patient's part, but an incredible burden on the doctor's office.
Yeah. I absolutely do, and I think that time is here now. At University Medical Center, we've invested in an electronic health record or an EHR named Epic, and it is quite sophisticated and very powerful for the patient. You've got your own application, you're able to schedule your own appointments. You can text and email your own doctor for routine things that perhaps you don't actually need to go into the office, whether it's a medication refill or a simple question or getting some advice or a specialist. It is so powerful, and the information is so quick. In fact, patients are getting the lab results before the doctors even had time to call the patient and go over it. So it creates a little bit of a catch-22, but again, things are moving to an electronic format very quickly. So technology exists today. Telemedicine, being able to talk to your doctor or a nurse via your cell phone, is quite common. And there's some healthcare systems, and UMC is part of that, that's doing that very well.
Now the thing about getting lab results, just from a personal perspective, is not always a good thing if you get them before your doctor, because what happens is you Google those results, yeah, and suddenly you're like, oh my goodness, I have this disease or that disease. Yeah. Then you go to the doctor's office and say, well, no, you had the flu and that's why those numbers were elevated or whatever. Yeah. So
it does create a lot of anxiety, and there's a lot of information out on the internet that people do research, but yes, always circle back with your physician, and they'll go over those results with you.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more from University Medical Center after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center here in Las Vegas. Senator Reid has been advising the presidential candidates to be more centrist. Mm-hmm. And something he said on this program for many years now, which is to back away from Medicare for all, but to fix Obamacare. That we, you know, it took such an incredible effort to get that passed. Something as big eventually as Medicare and Social Security and the VA. And you don't take giant programs like that and get rid of them and start all over again. That's never going to happen. You're not going to get the votes in Congress to even begin with. So he's advocated fixing the Obamacare. Your thoughts on that and what your recommendations would be, even as a start.
And I agree with that thought and process. It's working well. Have we realized all the gains?
Hang on.
Yes.
It's working well. Yes. For everyone?
Not for everyone. And that's where I was going to kind of lead into it. We haven't fully realized the potential of the ACA. And my belief that it just needs some refinement and tweaks.
So for example?
Yeah, you know, even in our state, Governor Sandoval took a bold move to expand Nevada as a Medicaid expansion state years ago, but we still have close to 9 to 10%. And recently the individual mandates
That's of uninsured?
Of uninsured here, yeah. In our state. So clearly it didn't cover everyone. And so the refinements and the tweaks, I think they're out there. Even though recently the individual mandate has been taken away, we've seen about a 1 to 2% increase now. We're seeing a little bit of a uptick in uninsured patients that we're experiencing in the state. But I think we need to continue to stabilize the private markets. Rural Nevada still has a lot of healthcare needs, and we don't have insurance plans out there that they desperately need. So I think there can be some refinements to the Affordable Care Act, and I think that's the direction we need to head in versus an overhaul or the Medicare for All solution.
I was talking with the head of the Silver State Insurance Plan. I'm sorry, I've forgotten the official name of it, but Heather Korbulik was on the program, and she was saying that the best thing that happened in the past year was that we had competition in the insurance market, and so the insurance rates only went up by 1.5-2%. So were you surprised that it was that small a growth?
No, I believe privatization is the answer. I think having more competition will clearly help drive access for one, but also affordability. And again, there are certain areas within our state that we need to have expansion and get some help. And hopefully the governor's Patient Protection Committee commission will address some of that. But again, stabilizing the private markets, making sure that it's easy to access in our state, I know that is something that would be helpful and drive down some of the costs.
With the Medicaid expansion, we've seen a lot of doctors across the state who just don't want to take that because the reimbursement levels are so low. Yeah. Is that a concern at UMC?
It is. You know, it's a concern throughout the state, both on the physician side and the provider side. Governor Sisolak has addressed this early on in his tenureship here as our governor. He's addressed the pediatric intensive care rates, the pediatric rates, intensive care rates. So we're already seeing those rates, and they're going to be effective in January. So great start there. But we're far behind on our Medicaid rates. Medicaid only covers about a third of hospitals' costs, true costs. So as you can see, it's kind of way short as far as reimbursement, especially since we're an expansion state and we're close to 600,000 or more on Medicaid. So, but I know the governor is very focused on his radar on the Medicaid reimbursement.
One of the other things that was great news here as we're taping this was in the last few days that the funding for the medical school seems to have stabilized. Your thoughts on that?
It's great. And you know, one of the things that I'm very focused on at University Medical Center is our teaching of the next generation of healthcare workers, whether it's nurses, pharmacists, and physicians. And UMC is home to UNLV Medical School. We're in our third year of our medical students, but we also are home to 215 residents and fellows and 17 different programs. So again, we're excited about that in the future of the medical school, but one of the things that we need to address is the shortage of residencies. We've got great medical schools here in the state, both private and public, but we don't have enough resident slots for them to actually do the residencies. So what ends up happening is the medical students leave out of state to go to other places that have more residencies, and we need to address that.
And then the problem is that that's where they stay.
It is, because they find a home, you know, they like the hospitals they work at, they like the communities they're serving in. And so if we add more residencies to our state, there's a high likelihood that they will stay in our state. And again, unfortunately, Nevada ranks towards the bottom as far as primary care physicians to the population.
Okay, so who is responsible for the residencies? Is that the university system?
So it's actually a federal program. So Medicare will reimburse hospitals for their number of residencies, but unfortunately on the West Coast, because most of the residencies are on the East Coast, there's a lot of residency slots, an abundance of those slots. But as you go to the West Coast and as things developed and the West really grew in the population, those slots didn't grow with it. So that's one of the things that I do when I talk to our lawmakers is how do we expand what's called graduate medical education slots here in our state to be able to retain those doctors and keep them here in our state.
And what kind of response are you getting?
Getting great response. I think every lawmaker that I talk to or has introduced or supported a bill, we're kind of in a hardship status right now because we just don't have enough residency slots. And trying to convince the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to give us more slots has been a challenge, but all of our lawmakers are working hard towards it, and it's really a bipartisan support.
And that's where we have to leave it for now, yeah. But come back again soon, will you?
I sure will. Anytime.
Right. And thank you. And we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.